my gosh.
Oh. Everyone is feeling the gasoline crunch. Now some people with bigger cars are buying smaller ones. New figures from the automotive industry show that 1 in 5 vehicles sold in the U.S. last month was a small car. They suddenly prefer cars that require less fuel. Jessica Caldwell is an automobile analyst.
Now when you see the large SUV, you no longer think status or very cool. You think it's just burning fuel.
Sales of small, fuel-friendly vehicles are up, including the smart car, a hot seller in Europe, now catching on in the U.S. At this dealership in Washington, there is a waiting list.
Right now, we're probably running about 8 months for you to get a car.
Despite the trend, some people are hanging on to their big vehicles, like Fortune Hassan. She immigrated from Somalia.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money, but this, I like the car.
But this man, originally from Colombia, is having second thoughts.
I want a small one, because the gas is too expensive.
Oh, $72.
Joey McCone in Virginia says she needs an enormous car to haul her 3 children around.
I feel safe in my big car, so I don't think I could go back to a smaller car.
But some people are giving up on cars altogether, opting for more fuel-efficient ways to get around, like motorcycles. Jeff Schreckler sells Harley-Davidsons in Arizona.
You can't beat it. It just makes good sense right now. Absolutely.
Even better is the Italian Vespa that can get up to 100 miles per gallon. Filippo Regna sells them in Wisconsin. He says he is selling more each day.
We've got some scooters that we can actually, you can actually go on standard streets, and you can go, some can go on the freeway. I've got scooters that can go close to 80 miles an hour.
And with gas prices expected to rise even more, scooters and small cars may become more popular than ever. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.